Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. From the very beginning of creation, God has been a God who speaks. His voice called light out of darkness, shaped the heavens and the earth, and breathed life into humanity. Throughout Scripture, we see Him whispering to hearts, guiding His people, giving wisdom, direction, and hope. And today, right now, that same God still desires to speak. Maybe you've wondered if God has something to say to you. Maybe life has felt noisy, crowded, or confusing. Perhaps you've questioned whether God still speaks or if He hears you at all. But hear this: God is nearer than you think, and He is speaking. Today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua is a reminder of an invitation. God wants to speak to you. Will you make room to listen? Let's join in.
Listen, some of the most exciting news that you have ever heard is that God wants to speak to you and you can hear His voice. I can assure you that. If you have been struggling and thinking that maybe God is not speaking to you or that He doesn't speak, I encourage you start to have vibrant relationship with Him with expectation, because He wants to speak to you. God is a speaking God. You know, to hear God's voice, you must believe that God actually speaks to people and that God wants to speak to you. Brothers and sisters, or my friend, if you don't believe God speaks to people and He wants to speak to you, then you will find it very hard to hear from God, even though He is speaking. So a lot of people don't believe that God wants to speak to them. They think it is a strange thing or an abnormal thing to hear someone say that the Lord said this to me or I heard from the Lord. People find it so strange. They think that is abnormal. They think that doesn't really happen in life. And there are others who believe God speaks to people, but they just don't believe that He speaks to them. They think some special people that God will speak to them. But the Bible says that God is no respecter of a person. He's not discriminating. You can hear His voice just as other people can hear. Only you just have to be sensitive to the Spirit. You have to make time for God. So let me tell you that it's biblical. It's in the Scriptures that we hear God's voice. Yes, we hear His voice. He speaks all the time. We find over the pages of the Bible that God wants to speak to us and that God talks to people and people can hear His voice. I tell you, you see, you must be looking forward to experiencing this in your life if you haven't already been hearing God on a regular basis. I tell you, it's possible, my friend. So let's go to the Word of God and find out if God actually speaks to people and if He wants to speak to you. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 to 28, after God created Adam and Eve, He created them in His own image. He created you and me in His own image. The first thing He did when He created mankind was to talk to them. He spoke to them. And that reveals to us that it was God's plan and desire from the very beginning to talk to us. I'm telling you, He talks to His people from the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says that, "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them." That's the Bible speaking to you and me. And in verse 28, He said, "God blessed them and said to them," can you hear that? God blessed Adam and Eve and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Hallelujah. God said to them, And so God that we serve is a God who speaks. He's a speaking God. He speaks to his people. And you will see this throughout the Bible, I'm telling you. In Genesis chapter 4, it said that the Lord said unto Cain. In Genesis chapter 7, the Bible says the Lord said to Noah. In Genesis chapter 12, the Bible said that the Lord said to Abraham. In Genesis chapter 26, the Bible says that God appeared to Isaac and said to him. You see, so all over the pages of the Bible, God is speaking. God is a God who speaks to his people. In Exodus chapter 6, Bible says that God spoke to Moses. In Joshua chapter 1, the Bible said that the Lord spoke to Joshua. And so we have a God who speaks all the time. He wants to talk to you. He talks to his people. You may say, oh, that's an Old Testament stuff that God met people and spoke to them. No, even the New Testament, Jesus said this about the Holy Spirit, that we will not speak of himself. He said the Holy Spirit will not speak of himself. He will speak to us. He said whatever he hears that he would speak, the Holy Spirit will speak to us. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 8 verse 29 that the Spirit said to Philip, you see? And in Acts chapter 10 verse 19, Bible says the Spirit said unto Peter. So Jesus said the Holy Spirit is supposed to be speaking to us and we are supposed to be hearing his voice. In John chapter 10 verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And so, my friend, I want to tell you, God we serve is a God who talks to his people. He wants to speak to you. The Holy Spirit speaks and God wants to talk to us. And so we can hear his voice. This is exciting, isn't it? That God Almighty, all-powerful God, God all-knowing wants to reveal secrets to you. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to guide you. What a marvelous God we serve. So in fact, as you are listening to this broadcast, I want you to say this after me. Say it with me. Say, God wants to speak to me and I can hear his voice. I want you to say that. Say it again. God wants to speak to me and I can hear his voice. And one more time. God wants to speak to me and I can hear his voice. Hallelujah. So God has not changed, my friend. Whether Old Testament or New Testament, God is the same. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 that I am the Lord and I change not. You see, the same scripture is also repeated in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. And it said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, God has not changed. But a lot of people just want to pretend and say, well, oh yeah, God used to speak to people in Bible times, but he doesn't do that anymore. That's not true, my friend. God hasn't changed. The same God who was talking to his people, the same God wants to talk to you and me. All we need to do is to have listening ears and hear him. He is there for us. He wants to speak to you and me. Hallelujah. So my friend, it's a marvelous thought to know that God wants to speak to me. In the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 7, the Lord said, hear, O my people, I will speak. You see, I want to read that verse to you again. The Lord said that, hear, O my people, I will speak. You know, that's what God is saying. God wants to talk to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants you to hear his voice. And this is exciting news, my friend. So to hear God's voice, you need to make time for him. Because that will be your question. How come I don't hear him? If you make time for God, you will hear him. God wants to speak to you. If you would give him time, if you have listening ears, you can hear him. Just like Samuel said, Master, speak, your servant is listening. You see, God desires to speak to you and me. He will make it so crystal clear if you will give him time, my friend. God is speaking. And if you are his sheep, Bible says that in John, the one I read. If you are his sheep, if you are his child, and you are not hearing him, and you are wondering, why can't I hear God? It's because you are being distracted, my friend, by other things. You know, it could be your own thoughts. Most of the time, we let the curse of this world, all the stuff we want to have, the deceit of riches, and the lust of things that come in and choke the word of God when God is speaking. If you will get time for him and just shut off everything, you can even go on a fast, which is more than just doing without food. It's fasting from things that are occupying you, things that are distracting you. The social media, the mobile phone, you know, all this chit chat and things that are distracting you. You can shut them all out, turn off all those things, and put yourself in focus to the presence of God. Worship him, thank him, and I tell you, you will hear from God. He desires to speak to you. He will make it so crystal clear if you will give him time. He speaks. God wants to speak to you. He wants to give you direction. He wants to guide you. He wants to show you what the evil one is doing. He wants to show you his plans. He wants to lead you to the expected end that he has ordained for you, even before time began. He wants us to make listening to him our top priority. You know, the truth is that all of us are priorities in our lives. We all have priorities in different areas of our lives. And if you should ask people right now, what is your number one priority? You will probably get lots of answers. But it's very clear in the Bible, from Jesus' perspective, that we have to make sure listening to him is our number one priority. I tell you, he tells a story in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. And the Bible tells a story when Jesus visited Mary and Martha at their home. Martha chose to be busy serving, and then she resented her sister for choosing to sit at the feet of Jesus and listening to him. And when she complained to Jesus, he corrected her and told her that Mary had chosen the best thing. Martha was not wrong in serving Jesus, you know, because the woman have ministered to Jesus, if you read Luke chapter 8. But Martha's motivation was misguided. It was a great honor for Jesus Christ to come to your home and to hear his personal words. So Mary saw this and was eager to hear God's word. So Martha was more concerned with busying herself to serving him. It wasn't wrong, but that shouldn't be the top priority. And just like Martha, I'm telling you, many people today are preoccupied with making themselves busy in service. But what Jesus wants is for them to sit at his feet and listen to his words. It is easy to recognize and turn away from sin or whatever. But even good things that we are involved in must be prioritized. I'm telling you, prioritize listening to God, knowing him, seeking first the kingdom of God. I tell you, God wants to speak to you, so make time for him. He wants to direct your path. He wants to tell you things to come. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He wants to tell you things to come. If God will tell you that don't step this way, don't take this job, don't take this spouse, and so on and so forth, what a life we will all lead. You see, we need to make sure we are listening to God. We need to make sure we are making time for him. He wants to show you the enemy's plans. He wants to show you things that are to come. Isn't that exciting that the Lord Almighty, who created heaven and earth, the all-knowing God wants to speak to you? My friend, make time for him. And if you are a believer, make time and listen to him, and he will guide and lead you to that expected end that you need. But if you have also not received Christ, you should make a decision today to receive him, because what I have said is not applicable to you if you have not received him as your Lord and Savior. If you want to do that, you can do so right now by praying after me this prayer that I'm going to say to you. Say, Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.